Today's daf is Menachis Daf Gimel, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis. So as we saw, Mesechtes Menachis begins the same way that Mesechtes Zvachim begins, and that is with the halachos of Shaloi Lishma. But whereas Mesechtes Zvachim discusses Shaloi Lishma in the context of a zevach, of a behema that's being brought as a carbon, Mesechtes Menachis deals with halachos of Shaloi Lishma in the context of a carbon mincha. We spoke in the Hakdama to Mesechtes Menachis that although a mincha physically was very different than a behema, a mincha was made up primarily of flour, oil, and levoina, but at the same time, there were dalet avoidos that were done with the carbon mincha that mirrored the dalet avoidos adam that was done with the carbon. Keneged the shchita that every carbon had, there was kmitza in a mincha. Keneged the kabbalah that a carbon had, you had to take the kaimitz and put it into a klisharis. There was halacha with a carbon, which meant take the dam and bring it to the mizbeach. There was a mitzvah of halacha, take the kmitza and bring it to the makam ha-mizbeach. And just like there was zrika, which was the pinnacle, that was the spitz of the avodas hadam that was done with the behemoth, there was a haktarah that was done with this kaimitz, and that was when the kaimitz was burnt on the mizbeach. Now, just like the halach is that there were certain machshavos that if the kohen would have at the time that he was doing one of the dalet avodas hadam, it would disqualify the carbon. The same was true for the mincha, that if the kohen, while he's doing one of the dalet avodas with the mincha, whether it's kmitza, putting it into the keli, halacha, or haktara, the halach is that that machshava could disqualify the carbon mincha. So just like there's a concept of chutz l'zmanei chutzim kaimei pigel when it comes to the dalet avodas hadam, there's an idea of chutz l'zmanei chutzim kaimei pigel when it comes to the dalet avodas that were done with the carbon mincha. Mesechtes Menachis begins with the halachos of shaloi lishma, meaning just like by a zevach, if the kohen would have in mind shaloi lishma, specifically shinui kodesh or shinui bailam. What does that mean again? Shinui kodesh means he's bringing a chatas and he has in mind he's bringing an oila. He's bringing an oila, he has in mind he's bringing a shlama. What's shinui bailam? He's bringing a carbon for Reuven and he has in mind that Shimon should be the beneficiary of this carbon. The halacha is that machshava shaloi lishma is a machshava apiselis. The Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishma ksheirin ela shaloi olu lebailam l'shem chay v'chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatas. The same is true with a mincha. A machshava shloi lishma is a machshava that disqualifies. What's the halacha? A very similar halacha. Kol haminochay shenikmitzu shloi lishma ksheirin ela shloi olu lebailam l'shem chayva chutz mi minchas choyte u minchas kanoi. Stating that, the Gemara began with a shita, a das yachid, but a daya that's featured very prominently in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos, and that is the shita of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Gemara brought two braisos, which at first glance would seem to contradict each other in terms of what exactly it is shita's Rab Shimon. The first braiso, Rab Shimon says that although the halacha is that by zvachim, a machshav shloi lishma can create problems for the zevach. Sometimes it's kasher v'lo olu l'bayim shem chayva. Sometimes it's even going to be possible. That's when it comes to zvachim. But when it comes to menachos, Rav Shimon said, "Kol haminachos shenik mitzu shaloi lishman ksheiris v'olu l'bayim l'shem chayva." What's the reason? So Rav Shimon said, "She'in haminachos doymis l'zvachim," because the mincha is very different than the zevach. Shakoymetz machvas l'shom marcheshes maser moichichen olel l'shom machvas. Or if somebody's doing a minchas chareva and he has a mind of mincha belula maser. As opposed to by a zevach, the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, they're all the same. What's Pashup Shad? Rav Shimon, first the halach. Rav Shimon says, even though there's an idea of shalei lishma when it comes to zvachim, there's no idea of shalei lishma when it comes to menachos. But he gave a reason for it, a reason that's the topic of today's daf. And that is that when a person brings a karbon mincha, what would be an example of shalei lishma? So he's bringing a minchas machvas, and he has in mind that he's bringing a minchas marcheshes. When we learned daf beis, we didn't really translate machvas and marcheshes. But for today's daf, we have to know the definition. A minchas machvas was a carbon mincha that was brought on a flat pan. A minchas marcheshes is a carbon mincha that was brought in a deep pan. Because of the fact that one is flat, one is deep, just the physical nature of the mincha ends up being different. The avodas hakmitza ends up being done differently. The bottom line is, although they're both menachos, they look very, very different. As a result, says Reb Shimon, if a kohen is doing kmitza with a minchas machvas, and he has in mind minchas marcheshes, says Reb Shimon, it's nicker that really, he's doing machvas despite the fact that he's saying marcheshes. Why? Because everyone knows what a machvas looks like, and everyone knows that a marcheshes looks like. So unless you're an amoretz, you realize that the machshava is the wrong machshava. Once we know the machshava is the wrong machshava, there's no halach of shalei lishma. That's the lomdus of Reb Shimon. So it says Reb Shimon that although there's a concept of shalei lishma, that's when a kohen is doing shechita on an animal, you have no idea what he's doing. Is it a noila? Is it a shlamim? So if it's a noila and he says it's a shlamim, as far as we know, maybe it's really a shlamim. It's not nikkur that it's a machshava of shalei lishma. Being that it's not nikkur that it's machshava shalei lishma, that's where you run into issues. But to the extent that it's nikkur, it's obvious to the innocent bystander that this person, this kohen, is having a machshava shalei lishma, b'kahai gavna, it's not going to be an issue. Now Rashi speaks out in this Gemara, we're going to get to this later in the daf, that this svar of Reb Shimon only makes sense if you learn that although we always refer to machshavos in kachim as machshavos, that it's really a misnomer. It doesn't mean machshava, it means dibur. Because if it really means machshava, then if the kohen is bringing a minchas machvas l'shem marcheshes, it means he's just thinking marcheshes. How are we supposed to know what the person is thinking? The only one that knows is Rebbeinu Shloim. We have no idea what he's thinking. Elamaya masmi, says Rashi, that every time you find the word machshava, when it comes, it doesn't mean machshava. What it really means is dibur. And the truth is, Rashi says it in Perek Tom and Nishchad, and Tosis says it in Perek Hamafkin, and Tosis Zochin, that is not sure, and there's a Rambam and a Mishlum Melech and a Kiveg and a Mechaz Chinuch. We'll get to some of this maybe later, but for now the point is, says Rashi, it's Muchach, just Pashu Pshad, I don't see any other way to learn this Gemara, that it must mean that Machshav is the wrong word. Really what it is, it's the, we say Machshav, but it's not Machshav. The emphasis is really on the deeper. But the bottom line is, that's from Shimon Shita. So Reb Shimon says there's no Psal Shalei Lishma when it comes to him, because it's always going to be Nikr that it's a Machshav Shalei Lishma, and the moment it's Nikr that it's Machshav Shalei Lishma, then everything is okay. That's Reb Shimon's svar. But the Gemara says it's a problem. V'rabi de Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. V'asadon nach Reb Shimon. And in the other brayos, Reb Shimon says that the mincha is referred to as a chatas and a nashim. Why like a chatas and a nashim? Because sometimes a mincha is like a chatas, sometimes it's like a nashim. Sometimes shalei l'shma it's pasul, and sometimes shalei l'shma is like an asham that's kosher, but v'lo yalu l'bayin l'shem chayva. So the kasha is, what's Reb Shimon shita? Does Reb Shimon hold that a mincha shalei l'shma is kosher because minachos are fundamentally different than Zvachim, or is Reb Shimon Shita that a mincha is like a chatas and an asham? And just like a chatas and an asham are pasul shalei lishma, or at the very least, kosher v'loy alu l'baylam l'shem chayva, a mincha is going to be the same thing. So on that base, we saw very, very briefly three terutzim, the terutz of Rabba, Rava, and Ravashi. Today, we'll see the three terutzim again, but this time, the long scenic version. Either way, says the Gemara, 18 lines from the bottom. Oh, my Rabba. Rabba said to answer this stira in Reb Shimon. Does Reb Shimon hold as a psul shalei lishma by menachas? Or does he hold as no psul shalei lishma by menachas? Said Rabba le kasha kam b'shinui kodesh, kam b'shinui baylim. When Reb Shimon said there's no psul shalei lishma by menachas, he was referring to shinui kodesh. When Reb Shimon said that there is a psul shalei lishma by menachas, he was referring to shinui baylim. What's the svara? It's beautiful. As far as very simple. Why? Because what was Reb Shimon's lamdas? Reb Shimon's lamdas was that when you bring a mincha shalei l'shma, everyone knows that it's shalei l'shma. It's a machshava that's nicker to everybody that shalei l'shma. Because you're bringing a minchas machvas and you're saying it's a marcheshes. But I'm looking at it. I see it's a minchas machvas. That's only true with regards to the shinui kodesh. But the shinui baylim, if I'm bringing it for Reuven, I say I'm bringing it for Shimon. No one knows whether it's for Reuven or for Shimon. So for that, it's not a machshava hanikeres. As a result, it's no different than a regular machshava of shinui baylim shalei l'shma by zvachim. Just like there it's going to be puzzle, here it's going to be puzzle as well. So Rabbi said very simple. The whole Reb Shimon, Zilbas or Taimo. What's Pshana Reb Shimon? Because the Machshava is Nikr to everybody. That's possible. That's only true by Shini Kodesh. It's not true by Shini Baal. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya told Rabba, Mechti Machshava, the Pasul Rachman, Heke Ishihi, the Makar, to Shalei Lishma, that is the topic of the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. And the Gemara learns it out from Psukim. Comes down to Psukim regarding the Karban Shlomim. And then the Torah is Makish. All karbanos to the shlamim, including the mincha. And we said that just like shlamim, shalei l'shma is a problem, so too by mincha. But at the end of the day, Abaya said, how do I know a mincha shalei l'shma is possible? I know it from a hekesh. Ma'li shinui kodesh, ma'li shinui baylim. By shlamim, shinui kodesh and shinui baylim are both problems. If that's the case, and I have a hekesh now between mincha and shlamim, shouldn't the hekesh teach me that it's always going to be a problem? Meaning, l'chura, you could say svaras from today till tomorrow, but it's a hekesh. How could you say a svar and a hekish? Amale masel the meichichin to come Rav Shimon svarah. No, because Rav Shimon had a svarah, and Rav Shimon is dairish time of the kra. Gevaldik. Rav Shimon l'shitasle. Rav Shimon we know is dairish time of the kra, and Rav Shimon who's dairish time of the kra, say he took the hekish and he qualified it. He said that it's not always true. It's true there's a hekish, but the hekish is always only going to be true to the extent that it conforms with the svaras of shalei l'shma. But a mincha shinu kodesh. Being that the machshava is nicker, Reb Shimon, the way rabbis are understanding, holds in svara, that's not a machshava that's going to pasul. Even though there's a pasuk, Reb Shimon, who's the Irish time of the cross, is going to tell you why he holds shalei l'shma is pasul. Incidentally, so everyone knows this is Reb Shimon's shita, right? Reb Shimon is the Irish time of the cross. The Velt says that Reb Meir Shapiro once said that Reb Shimon. It's a stam Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said halacha esav soina Yaakov. He said, why is it halacha esav soina Yaakov? He said even Reb Shimon, who's the Irish time of the cross, but when it came to Esav Soina Yaakov, when it came to anti-Semitism, even Rav Shimon couldn't understand it. He couldn't be Dairish Time of the Kra. It's a halacha, it's a chayk. I don't know what the reason is. That even though he's Dairish Time of the Kra, I was thinking that Chazal say, why is it that there is anti-Semitism? So again, it's a halacha, Esav Soina Yaakov. But at the same time, there's a Chazal. Chazal say that why was the mountain called Har Sinai? Shemisham Yarda Sinal Oilams. Even though Sinai is with a Samach and sinners with a sin. But this because it was Yarda Sinal Oilams. So we learned the Gemara. The Gemara said that Bishah, when the Umay Sa'ilam heard the Kailas, we just saw the Gemara in the end of Masech Tezvachim, Zvachim Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. So they heard Kailash and Bekoyach, Kailash and Behadis, they ran to Bilam Arasha, they thought a Mabul was coming, Mabul Shalesh. So what did Bilam tell him at the end? Hashem Moizla Amo Yitain, Hashem's giving the Torah. And what was their immediate reaction? They gave Bruches. Hashem Yavarech Hasam Vashalim. So it's interesting that the reaction initially that the Umay Sa'ilam had, these were the Malchei Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's what the way the Gemara describes them. When they heard Matan Torah was Hashem Yivarech Hasami Bashalim. It started with Brachas. But at the end, it was Misham Yarda Sin Alaylam. But either way, says the Gemara, Geshmak, it's Rav Shimon L'shitasai. Says the Gemara, Machshavad Loi Minkra Pasar Rachmana, Machshavad Loi Minkra Loi Pasar Rachmana. That's for it. Either way, says the Gemara, Simin Oyla, Oyla Molaku Mitza Chattas Oiv Kachik Adashim, Kachem Kalam. So we're going to have now, from here, until the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis, literally a smorgasbord of about 25 ideas, I'm exaggerating, but a lot of ideas that we saw together in Masechta Zvachim, and the Gemara is going to be asking kashas on Shitas Rabba. So from here until the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis is back and forth and back, many, many, many ideas. This is an Amid Gemara that you can only get after learning Masechta Zvachim. But regardless, we're going to do what we do. Says the Gemara, Elameyata, if this is the case, if what's the case? Again, if Rav Shimon holds a svara, the way Rabbi understands, that any time there's a machshava shalei l'shma, that's nicker, that the person watching the Kohen do the Avodah realizes, he recognizes that this machshava shalei l'shma, then counterintuitively, that's a reason that the machshava should not passel the carbon. Fake the Gemara, oila sa'oif, a Kohen that's bringing in oila sa'oif, shemokol l'mailo, he was doing the malika l'mailo me'am mizbeach, mishum, which is where he's supposed to do it, mishum chatas oif, but he had in mind, which Le Rashi explains means he said, I'm bringing this lishum chatas, teratze, the halacha should be kosher, meaning, Rav Shimon only said his halacha by menachas, never said halacha by oifas, so the halacha should be that an oila sa'oif, lishum chatas oif should be kosher. Why? Masel maichichan aleh, da oila sa'oifi. Because isn't it obvious that it's a machshava shalei lishma? Because from the fact that he's doing the malika b'reish ha-mizbeach, that's a raya that he's bringing an oila sa'oif. Because the ichatas sa'oifi lamata hava avadu, he would have done a lamata, but the Gemara says it's not true, because atu chatas sa'oif lamayla milesa, is that true? You can bring a chatas sa'oif lamayla? That's not where you're supposed to do it. Preferably. It's not the Lekatchila place. But Amar, Malika B'chal Makam in Mizbeach, Sherry, you could do Malika anywhere on the Mizbeach. So I mean that you could do Malika anywhere on the Mizbeach. Maybe really he's bringing Chatas Oif. He's doing the Chatas Oif B'di'evet B'reish HaMizbeach. It's not Mukhach that it's a Machshava Shalei L'shma. But the Gemara continues. Oilu Saif Shemitza Dom Alamaylo L'shem Chatas Oif Teratza. If someone, a Kohen, is bringing an Oilu Saif, he's doing mitzui with the Oila Sa'if. So the Chata Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if, although they were similar, but they had a different Shulchan Aruch in terms of how the Avodas were done. One of the differences was the Chata Sa'if was done Lemata, Michot HaSikra, the Oila Sa'if Lamala. That's the opposite of the way it was done with the Behemah. The Behemah, the Chatas was always Lamaila, and the Oif was Lamata. The Chata Sa'if by the Oif was Lemata, and the Oila Sa'if was Lamaila. Additionally, by the Chata Sa'if, there were two levels of Zrika that was on. There was no real Zrika, but there was what was called Hazah, and then there was mitzvah. With the oil sa'if, the only thing that was done was mitzvah. It says the Gemara, if a kohen brings an oil sa'if, and he does it the way he's supposed to do it, he doesn't do hazah, he just does mitzvah. And he does it lemaila, but he says he's doing it l'shem chatas sa'if, there should be kosher, because it's obvious that he's not having the right kavanah. It's obvious that it's shalei l'shma. Why? Because the chatas oif. Because if it was a chatas oif, two things. Number one, lamata hava avad. He would have done a lamata. Number two, hazah hava avad. He would have done hazah. Says the Gemara, Amri, it's not muchach. Dilma mitzui, the baser hazah. Maybe really he's bringing chatas like he said he's bringing. If that's the case, why is he doing mitzui, not hazah? Because even the chatas oif had mitzui. Chatas oif has first hazah, then mitzui. But there was also mitzui. Being that there was also mitzui, so it's not muchach that maybe that's what he's doing. And not just that. And as it relates to the mitzvah, that could be done l'mayla, even for the chata soif. So from the fact that he's doing the mitzvah with the oila soif l'mayla, is not muchach that when he says l'shem chatos, that it's a shaloi l'shma. Because maybe it's a chatos. I chatos, first you do azah, maybe he did azah. And I chatos is l'mata. Only the hazah has to be lamata, but the mitzvah actually could be le'emayla. But the Gemara asks a third kasha. Chatas ha'oif shehiz adama lamata l'shem oilas ha'oif l'teratza. What about the opposite? If he's bringing chatas ha'oif and he does the hazah lamata, which is what he's supposed to do, and he says he's bringing l'shem oila, that should be kosher. The masam mechichim lo, the chatas ha'oif, because it's muchach that it's a chatas ha'oif. Number one, the oilas ha'oif l'mayla hava, because the oilas ha'oif has to be l'mayla. Number two, the umitza hava avala, and number two, he would have done mitzui. There's no hazah. So in this case, it's ready. It's a good kasha. Because number one, oilas ha'oif has to be l'mayla, can't be l'mata. If you remember in the beginning of Perek Chatas Ha'if, we spoke out, it was a Sunday daf, and we spoke at a briskerov where the briskerov is mevayer with beautiful lundus, that even according to the Malnama that holds that Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami, but if you bring the Oila Sa'if Lemata, it could be it's going to be possible. Because the Din Oila Sa'if Lemaila is not just the halacha in the makom of where the Zrika had to be, but it's a halacha in the Tzuris Avoida. The Avoida had to be done Lemaila. It's not just the makom of where the Dam needs to land on the Mizbech. Al tzmokim, there you have Allah, al zen nem azrika shleibim koimos kim koimodami. But the mechayiv, that the oil so'if shabila maila is Allah in the avoida. It's as if you do kachi kadosh and bedarim. Kachi kadosh and bedarim is going to be possible. Because there's a makom of where the avoida has to happen. The oil so'if mitzvah had to be la maila mitzad avoida. Not just mitzad, because that's where the part of the mizbech that the dam has to reach. But the bottom line is, the oila can't be lamata. And number two, there's no hazah by the oila. All there was mitzoy. So at least in that case, it's mukha that it's shaloi l'shma. So if you bring a chatas ha'oif, shame oila. Frank the Gemara, according to Rabbah's Havana in Shittas Rav Shimon, it should be kosher. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Enochinami. That's what the Gemara says. Elo, the fisha, enam enochis, daimus lezvachim, kamal lezvach le'loifas. And in fact, when Rav Shimon compared and contrasted Menachis and Zvachim, he never mentioned Oifis. He said Menachis kosher, Zvachim possible. Maybe Oifis is also going to be kosher. Now you think for sure Oifis is going to be possible. But says the Gemara, the way Rabbi understood it, it come out a tremendous chiddush. It's going to come out that a chatas ha'oif shaloi lishma, according to Rav Shimon, is also going to be kosher. We're not done yet. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you another kasher, Rav Shimon. Kachi kadashim sheshachtem etzafayin l'shem kachim kalim liratzu. So again, after learning Masechta Zvachim, this is Gishmak. So kachi kadashim, we know shechitasim etzafayin. Kachim Kalim is Shchitasim B'chol Mokim Basar. But the Gemara says if somebody's being Kachim Kedashim, pick up Kachim Kedashim, a Chatas, and he has in mind L'shem Shlavim, which is Kachim Kalim, the halacha is it should be Kasher, Masem Meichichim, the Kachim Kedashim Ninu. Isn't it Muchach that it's Kachim Kedashim, E Kachim Kalim, Bedarin Hava Avadlu? Isn't it Muchach from the fact that he's doing it B'tzofen, that it's not Kachim Kalim? Because if it was Kachim Kalim, he would have done a Bedarim. What does the Gemara say? No. Eim Adam Rachmana Af Bedarim. Kachim Kalim could also be Bedarim. But Bedarim V'lei B'tzafim Yomar. You have to know what the Havamina was. But of course, you could do Kachim Kalim wherever you want. It's not Muchach that it's a Machshav Shlomim. Maybe it's really a Shlomim. Why are you in Tzafim? I don't know. I have to be in Darim. It's Af Bedarim. Says the Gemara, Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Shchitasa B'chol Mokim Bazar. But the Gemara continues, Kachim Kalim, Sheshachtim Bedarim, L'shem Kachim Kedashim L'ratzah. This is already a good Kash. What would be if you bring Kachim Kalim Bedarim? So you're bringing a Shlomim Bedarim. And you say you're doing it L'shem Oyvah. L'ratzu, that should be kosher. Because maseya moichichin oled the kachim kalim. There for sure it's kachim kalim. Why? Because you're doing it in Darim. And Kadashim has to be Betzafen. You don't have the option to do it in Darim. So if you say that it's L'Shem Ma'ilah, what does it mean? It means it's Shalei L'Shema. So Freit the Gemara, Ma'aseh Mechich L'Ad Kachim Kalim Nenu. Di Kachim Kadashim Betzafen Ava Avedlo. Says the Gemara, a very big Kiddush. Amri, maybe Kachim Kadashim Nenu. Maybe really this person is not having a Machshav of Shalei L'Shema. Maybe he's bringing an Oila. Me'aver Huda Avar V'Shachat Lu B'Darim. Why is he doing it in Darim? Maybe he's violating the halacha in the Torah. Even though Kachi Kadashim Shchitasim Betzafim, he decided he's doing it in Darim. The only time Rav Shimon says his halacha is when we know 100% without any reasonable doubt that this person is having a machshava shloi l'shma. How do you know for sure that he's having a machshava shloi l'shma? Because he said he's bringing an oila and he's shechting in Darim. And it must be then that it's Shalei L'Shma. Because if it was an oil, it wouldn't be Shechting a Darim. It'd be Shechting itself. Maybe not. Maybe he's really bringing an oil, like you said. Thus, in terms of the Machshava is not Shalei L'Shma. You want to know why he's doing it in Darim? I don't know. He's an Avarian. He's an Amos. It's a good Kasha. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. Umavrudo Avar. Excellent Kasha. I don't know. Vishachalu b'darim. But the Gemara's follow-up question is, Ihachi, then the whole Reb Shimon falls off. Because then Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes Nami. Say the same thing with every Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes. Hi, the comments la marcheshes amar. Hi, be marcheshes nader. The gersoyes are a little mishubasher. Vahod the meisi la be marches, a good tongue twister. The marcheshes he umavu udava vasi be marches. English. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is that maybe say the same thing there by the mincha. What's the whole Reb Shimon? The whole Reb Shimon is that by a mincha, it's nikkur to everybody when you have a machshava shloi l'shma, because you prepare a machvas one way, a marcheshes the other way. So if you're bringing a machvas and you're saying marcheshes, everybody realizes that it's not a marcheshes. So you said marcheshes, you're thinking marcheshes. Oh, it's for sure shloi l'shma. Being that it's for sure shalei l'shma, nemeil it's kosher, right? That's the rabbi's understanding in Reb Shimon. Tanya Zimra, how do you know? Maybe it's not shalei l'shma. Maybe it's a marcheshes. Are you preparing a machves? Yeah, I'm doing it the wrong way. Umaver who dekaver. Just like you're telling me that when the person shechted bedarim and he said oila, maybe really it's an oila. Why is he shechting bedarim? Akasha famaisa. So maybe here too. Maybe it's really a marcheshes. So then it shouldn't be a shalei l'shma. But the Gemara says a major lamdas, and this is very important in terms of the understanding of some of the sugyas of menaches. And that is hasam nami ki nami b'marcheshes nadar ki maisi la b'machvas. Machvas have. What makes something a minchas machvas, and what makes something a minchas marcheshes? The way you prepare it. That's what makes it a minchas machvas. For example, if somebody says arei olai minchas machvas, and then he brings a minchas marcheshes, he can't be yoitza his chi of minchas machvas with the minchas marcheshes. And the reason is because what makes something a machvas and a marcheshes is not what your neder was. It's not what you're thinking. It's what you're actually doing. So at the end of the day, what are you telling me? This person brought a machvas and he said l'shem marcheshes. Maybe it's really a marcheshes. He's just bringing the marcheshes like a machvas. If he brings the marcheshes like a machvas, then it's a machvas. Then it's not a marcheshes. What makes something a minchas machvas? What makes something a minchas marcheshes? The designation doesn't happen in the bitoy of the and the hafla of the nedarim. It's the way it's prepared. That is what makes something an oila. This should be an oila. Makes it an oila. This should be a chatas. This should be a chatas. This should be a minchas machvas. Doesn't make it a minchas machvas. Makes it a mincha, but it doesn't make it a minchas machvas. And as a result, what does make it a machvas or marcheshes? The way it's prepared. L'mais was prepared as a machvas, and he said marcheshes. So it's then on arrival. It's automatically nicker to everybody that it's machshav shloi l'shma. That's why the svara holds up over here. Says the Gemara, k'detan and it's a mishnah. My reolai b'machvas v'hevi b'marcheshes b'marcheshes v'hevi b'machvas mashehevi hevi v'dei nidrei layotza. Because being that you said you're going to bring a machvas and now you brought a marcheshes, at the end of the day, what you brought is marcheshes. Because being that it was prepared like a marcheshes, it is a marcheshes. So you can't be yoitza, you're chiyav machvas with that. But the Gemara says that's not always true. So even though we just said that, there is an exception to that. V'dilma amar zu, lahavi b'machvas, v'hevi b'marcheshes. The exception is if a person would say harezu. So for example, when it comes to behemoths, we know there's a difference between harei olai and harezu. Harei olai is a ned, harezu is a nedava, ein bein. Nedav and Adava, that's the mission in the first paragraph of the Masechtas Megillah. Rei Olai, if something happens to it, Yachai Bachrayas. Rei Zu, if something happens to it, you're not Chai Bachrayas anymore. When it comes to a mincha, there's also a distinction, as it relates to this lumdus we just mentioned, between Harei Olai and Harei Zu. Harei Olai Machvas, so then what happens is, when I go and I say I want this to be a mincha, it's just a mincha. And the way I prepare the mincha, machvas or macheshes, that's what designates it as a machvas or macheshes. But if I say harezu minchas machvas or harezu minchas macheshes, then it does immediately get the designation of a machvas or macheshes. So the Gemara's kash is, if somebody brings a machvas lishon macheshes, maybe what happened was he said harezu macheshes. And if he said a rezu marcheshes, it gets a din of a marcheshes. So that even though now he prepared it as a machvas, it's still a marcheshes. So that when you see the machvas l'shom marcheshes, it's not muchach to you that it's shaloi l'shma, because maybe it really is a marcheshes. Why are you preparing it as a machvas? You're doing it the wrong way. I thought if you prepare it as a machvas, that makes it a machvas. That's only true by a real lie. But there is a time that holds by a rezu. That's not the way it is. So, Frank the Gemara, maybe that's really what's going on over here. It's kidetanan, and it's a mishnah zu lahavi b'machvas vehevi b'marcheshes b'marcheshes hevi b'machvas a rezu psula. So the Gemara says the rabbanon hachinami and hachinami the tana the rabbanon in that mishnah over there that hold of this. That would be the case, but we're not going according to the rabbanon. This whole sugya is all to understand the shita of Reb Shimon, and the Reb Shimon, there happens to be Reb Shimon l'shitas akiv, on the Amar Reb Shimon afidei nidre yatsa. Reb Shimon holds, in the case of ha'oimer ha'rei olai b'machvas ve'evi b'marcheshes, b'marcheshes ve'evi b'machvas, and the ratio of that Mishnah, in the case where you said not ha'rezu, in the case where you said ha'rei olai, so Reb Shimon holds that you can even be yotze yoneder, kiven the Amar Reb Shimon afidei nidre yatsa, alma kfiyusa demana v'loi klumhu, v'loi shna amarzu, v'loi shna amar elai. What I'm saying is that there happens to be a shitas Reb Shimon in those sugyas. Again, we're not really learning those sugyas now. And Reb Shimon in those sugyas holds very, very clearly that the only way to be koiveya, the mincha, is the way it's prepared. So that it doesn't matter if you say harei alai or if you say harezu, the way it's prepared is what it is. So at the end of the day, if you prepare it as a machvas, even if you say l'shem marcheshes, the halacha is it's going to be nicker that it's shalei l'shma. Maybe you said a rezu so that it's always a marcheshes, even if you appear it as a machlas. That's all true in the rabbanon. It's not true in Reb Shimon. Again, we're not going to go too much into the sugya, but the bottom line is that is shitas Reb Shimon, and in Reb Shimon says the Gemara, this is automatically going to work. So the Gemara, but I have another kasha. Elamiyato oyla sheshachal l'shem chatas teratza. Every single oyla l'shem chatas according to Reb Shimon should be okay. Why? Dai zachar. Because an oil is always a zachar and a chattis is always in a keva. The Gemara says it's not true. Kimid ikas seir nasi, the zacharu. There's one chattis that's a zachar. The nasi sire was a chattis. Is lo yadia. I'm a l'shem chattis yachid, my yikil meimer. What if the person brought an oil? He said l'shem chattis yachid. He said specifically, I'm not bringing the chattis nasi. He said l'shem chattis. So everybody realizes that this is shaloi l'shma. Because you look at the animal, you see it's a zachar. And you know, he said that he's bringing a chatas yachid. A chatas yachid is either a kisba or a seira. Either way, it's a female. So we know for sure. The Gemara says, "Vasu chatas yachid sheshach l'shem oila teratza." What if the kohen was bringing a chatas yachid? He's bringing a keva. He says he's bringing an oila. There for sure, again, it's nicker. The chatas nekeva v'oila zacher. So the Gemara says, "Michse ba'alya." It's covered. The tail covers the makom where you'd be able to identify the animal as a zacher and a keva. As a result, maybe you're not going to know. The Gemara says, "Hote nechichde eisti kisva." A kisva has a tail. So you wouldn't be able to know, is it the male or the female? But I see seira mayikilamemer. What if it's a seira? Seira doesn't have a tail. So the Gemara says, you have to say minscharm, and it gave us lava the tide. And people aren't so good, and they're not necessarily able to identify the animal. If it's a zacher and a keva, it's not considered nicker. The difference between a machvas and a macheshes, that everybody would be able to understand. But the difference between the zacher and the nekeva, maybe not Ella, but the Gemara says, pesach sheshachtu l'shem asham l'ratu. Another geshmak akasha. If a kohen brings a carbon pesach, and he has a mind l'shem shlomim, according to Reb Shimon, the way Rabbi explained Reb Shimon, we're a super duper lumnus. And that is that if it's nicker, that the machshava shalei l'shma, the halacha is it's kosher, so every pesach l'shem asham should be kosher. The ha-ben shana v'ay-ben shnatayim. Because we know that the pesach had to be a ben shana, and the asham had to be 2 years old. So it's not the same age. But the Gemara says, kivid ikka asham nazim asham mitzayra, loy psikale. There's certain ashamas that didn't have to be 2 years old, such as the asham nazim, the asham mitzayra. But the Gemara says, okay, that's good if he said stam l'shum asham. It's not muchach that it's shalei l'shma, because maybe he's bringing an asham that could be a ben shana. But ama l'shum asham gzei lois, l'shum asham mi lois. Right there, it did have to be 2 years old. My ikal meimar. Again, it's nicker. So koin trab shimon, it should be kosher. V'su nachakasha, asham gzei lois, v'asham mi lois. That had to be 2 years old. Sheshacht on l'shum pesach, l'ratzu, it should be kosher. The pesach ben shana, v'anu b'esh ne shanim. Ela, the Gemara says, apash the teretz, ben shana, l'bein, ben shte shanim, l'avad atayu de inch. It's very hard to know the difference between a sheep that's 1 year old. Again, for us, it's obviously hard because, you know, we grew up in Brooklyn, so we're not farmers. But, you know, even back in the day when people, Gemoyn says, I'm with the behemoth, but even then people didn't fully understand. And the Gemara says, why? The Ika ben Shana, the Mexican ben Shtayim, the Ika ben Shtayim, the Mexican ben Shana. It could be a mature looking sheep, and it could be an alta sheep that has a very young, energetic look about it. Either way, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what about a sa'ir, where the kohen said that he's bringing an asham? So an asham can never be a sar. Asham had to be from the sheep. The haitzemer, the haiseir, right? One has wool, the other one doesn't have wool, so that for sure should be nicker. So the Gemara says it's not muchach. Amri dichra uchmahu. People are going to look at this animal, which doesn't seem to have any wool, and they're going to say, maybe it's a black sheep. It's a certain type of hashtag black sheep. So maybe it's a, right? That maybe it's a sheep that's, yeah. Dichra uchmahu. Egel upar, says the Gemara. What about if a kohen brings an egel or a par? She shachtam l'shom Pesach. He had a man l'shom Pesach. Or l'shom Asham. Either one. L'ratzu. The egel upar be Pesach v'asham leka. You never bring a carbon Pesach as an egel or a par. So the Gemara says, Enochinami. You're right. According to the way Rab understands Rab Shimon, it's going to be kosher. What did Rabbi mean when he said, or what did Rabbi Shimon mean, I should say, when he said that there's a chilik between Menachis and Zvachim? He didn't mean all Zvachim. He acknowledged that his svara, that he said, to say that a mincha shloi l'shma is going to be kosher, would apply to certain Zvachim as well. He was comparing Menachis with the Rav Zvachim, but he understood that there's a miut of Zvachim where the halach is that shloi l'shma is going to be kosher. So just to summarize what we just did. So we have here a shittas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that although when it comes to Zvachim, Shaloi L'Shma is either kosher v'loi alu l'bailu l'mashem chayva or pasul, the first Mishnah Mesech to Zvachim, Menachas is different. Mincha is fundamentally different than Zvachim. The way Rabbi understood Reb Shimon, the reason for it is because Reb Shimon held a svara that if it's nicker, like koil, that this koyin is thinking shaloi l'shma, how would it be nicker? Because the way Rashi explains, machshav is not really machshav, it's dibber. So everybody realizes that what he's doing over here is shaloi l'shma. Counterintuitively, that makes the carbon kosher. So now the shaloi l'shma is not good. He says, by mincha, it's always nicker. It's always nicker in mincha. Why is it always nicker in mincha? Because says Reb Shimon, give me an example. You're bringing a machvas l'shma cheshes. Everybody knows the difference between a machvas and a marcheshes. So you see clearly that you're bringing a machvas and you're saying marcheshes. So you know it's shaloi l'shma. Maybe it's a marcheshes and you're punk bringing it the wrong way like a machvas. So the Gemara came out in the cheshes, Reb Shimon l'shitasai. Reb Shimon knows what makes something a minchas machvas? Not the designation, but the physical way that it was prepared. So at the end of the day, if it looks like a machvas and it smells like a machvas, it's a machvas, right? That's what makes it a minchas machvas. I don't care if it was harei olai or harei zu, all those cheshbainas don't matter. Because when it comes to a mincha, what's koivea it is the way it was prepared. And you're saying something else, it's very obvious. That's true by mincha. By a zevach, it's not true. But the Gemara asked a bunch of kashas, and in the kashas that the Gemara asked, what came out that there's two times that Reb Shimon is going to say his halacha even not by a mincha. Number one, a chatas ha'oif that was brought l'shem ha'ilah. So you brought the chatas ha'oif the way you're supposed to bring the chatas ha'oif. It was done with hazah, and the hazah was done l'mata michot ha'sikra. If you say this chatas should be l'shem ha'ilah, it's clear. The whole world knows. Everybody that ever learns Zvachim Menachas is going to know that this is shalai l'shma. Because the ha'ilah has to be l'mayla michot ha'sikra, even if he doesn't know the brisker up, but he knows the halacha, right? He knows that the ha'ilah has to be l'mayla michot ha'sikra, and he knows that the ha'ilah has mitzui only, and there's no hazah. So being that it's nicker, the Gemara says, "Enchanam, you're right." The way Rabbi understands Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's going to hold the chatas ha'if shalei l'shmas kasha. That's unbelievable. Number two, if somebody's bringing a kohen's doing it that way with an animal that was either an egel or a par, and he had in mind either l'shem pesach l'shem asham, being that a pesach and an asham is not from an egel or a par, it has to be from sheep. It's not an egel or a par. As a result, the halacha is it's going to be. And the Gemara says, yeah, chanami roiv zvachim. But there's a miut of zvachim. Reb Shimon. So it comes out. Reb Shimon is a big kiddush, not only masechtes menachis, in masechtes zvachim as well. So we learn masechtes zvachim. We never came across it. We gradually came across Reb Shimon very quickly, very fleetingly. But really, Reb Shimon is a menachis digashita because Reb Shimon's halacha was by menachis. But now we know the rest of the story. Reb Shimon's halacha relates to zvachim as well. There's two examples, two exceptions to the rule. in the classic cases of Zvachim, where you're going to have the halacha of Shaloi L'shma is going to be kosher. So again, just to put it even in a different kind, same thing in different words. You learn the first Mishnah of Masechta Zvachim. So you have Kol HaZvachim, Chutz Ben HaPesach V'Achatas. Then you have Rabbi Eliezer that says, even the Oshim, and then you have Yosi Ben Yoyezer, I don't have the Mishnah in front of me, that says that even if you Shecht L'shem Pesach or L'shem Chatas, and then there's another sheet in the Mishnah that says that there's always L'shem Gavaya Mehem, L'shem Namach Mehem. There's another very important sheet. There's four sheetas in the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. There's a fifth sheetah that you have to know. Sheetas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon knows a chatas oif. Chatas oif. The hazah of the chatas oif shloi l'shma is going to be kosher. And an eagle or a par l'shem pesach l'shem asham is going to be kosher. So either way, that's the first teretz to the steer. There's two more teretz. And the second teretz is Rav Amar Rav says l'kasho kam b'koymetz mincha l'shem mincha kam b'koymetz mincha l'shem zeva. Again, the steer was, we have one brayso where Reb Shimon says kala menacha shloi l'shma ksherim. All menachas. Menachas are different than zvachim. Mincha shloi l'shma is kosher. And then you have a mincha. Then you have a brayso where Reb Shimon says the mincha is like the chatas and the asham. Sometimes it's like the chatas shloi l'shma is pasul, and sometimes like the asham, it's shloi l'shma is kosher v'layalu. So how do you reconcile this very blatant stira in Shitas Reb Shimon? So Rava says not a kasha. Kam b'koyim it's mincha l'shom mincha. Kam b'koyim it's mincha l'shom zerach. It depends. When does Reb Shimon say a mincha shloi l'shma is kosher? That's if you had in mind mincha l'shom mincha. So you had in mind a mincha's machvas l'shom mincha's marcheshes. The way you explain. Mincha l'shem mincha's kasha. But a mincha l'shem zevach, you're bringing a mincha, you have a mind an oila, or a shlavim, or a chatas, or another zevach, over there the halach is, it's going to be pasul. What's the reason for it? So Rav explained, mincha l'shem mincha, the reason it's kasher, because the pasuk says, v'zayis teres ha-mincha. And we learn from there, teira achas l'chala menachas. That all the menachas are to say, as it relates to the halachas of l'shma. So at the end of the day, as long as you had a mind l'shem mincha, it's considered l'shma. It's not the pshat shalei l'shma is kasha, it's l'shma. So it's teres mincha. As long as it's l'shem mincha, it's going to be kasha. However, mincha l'shem zevach is a problem because v'zayis teres ha-mincha v'zevach like sev. That posik, that hekish, that's makish, all the menachas is v'zayis teres ha-mincha. But it doesn't say v'zayis teres mincha v'zevach. So all the menachas are hukish la'adadi, the mincha to the zevach not. So mincha l'shem mincha is always going to be kasha. Mincha l'shem zevach is going to be possible. But the Gemara says, so it comes out then that Rav is explaining Rav Shimon. Why is Rav Shimon hold kol ha-menachas shalei l'shman is kasha? What's the one word answer? Hekish. Zayis teres ha-mincha, we makish all the menachas together. But the Gemara says not what Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon gave a reason for it. What did Reb Shimon say? Because by a mincha it's nicker that it's shalei l'shma, as opposed to by a zevach where it's not nicker. Says the Gemara, and here the Gemara throws everything backwards from what we just said. Hachi kamar afal gafte machshav adloy minkurhi viti pasal. Even though it's nicker to everybody that when you do a mincha shalei l'shma, that it's shalei l'shma. Why is it nicker? Masel mechichen. Because everyone knows the difference between machvas and a marcheshes. So you see machvas and then zetuzach and marcheshes. So it's clear that shalei l'shma. So what? That's a reason, says Rava, that it should be pasul. It should be even more chamer than a regular zevach. Kol hazvachim aksherim v'loyalu. Mincha, you would have thought, should be more chamer. Mincha, you would have thought, should be pasul. Because masel mechichen alah. And whereas Rabbi held in svara, that masel mechichen is a svara that it should be kosher, Rava holds just the opposite. Masel mechichen is a svara that it should be pasul. Afal pike. There's a mincha. Umay avu bezvachim ain't okay. Rav Shimon continued, and he said, by zvachim you don't have the svara. He meant the same thing. That afal gavta shchit achas l'kulam. So there's less of a svara that it should be pasul. Vezayis teres ha-mincha v'zevach loiksev. But there's no vezayis teres ha-mincha v'zevach. So it comes out then, according to Rava, the punchline of Rav Shimon is not masel meichichen, just the opposite. Masel meichichen is not a svara that mincha should be kosher. It's a svara that mincha should be even more pasul. It makes it worse than a zevach. Because masel meichichen, the fact that everybody really, that's we kept on referring to Rabbi's svara as counterintuitive, right? This is, right, exactly. It's mamish fakert. So it's mamish svara safuchais. Rabbi saw it one way, Rabbi saw it completely differently. Right? You have that sometimes. Right? Melech chochem, melech tippish. They saw mamish mekotza lakotza. So he saw it one way, right? And he saw it another way. But at the same time, so what is the price of me when the person mentions the svara masel meichichen? Even though it's masel meichichen, but at the end of the day, what's the reason a mincha shalei l'shma is kosher? So is teres mincha. It ends up coming down to a hacker. So the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, shouldn't it be kosher? Meaning, there's different types of chatois. Not all chatois were created equally, right? The Brice of it just mentioned a few. Number one, you have a chatas chelov. That's a chatas that somebody brings if he eats chelov b'shoig. Chelov is a chayvi krisis, eat b'shoig, gricha. Dam is also, it's very similar to chatas chelov. It's also being brought for his doini karis b'shoig. Chatas avodah zara, that's the chatas that's mentioned in, that's a special chatas, but also avodah zara b'shoig. Chatas nazar, chatas mitzayr. The point is, if somebody brings one chatas for another chatas, it should be kosher. Damer rachman of zoyz teres hachatas teirachas l'chol hachatois. Gemara says, yeah, Rav Shimon Achanami, who said that? What? Like, mechatei sinat. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. The Rabbanon, in fact, according to Rabbanon, that argue Rav Shimon, meaning according to Rabbanon, that don't darshan zoyz teres hamenachos. According to the Rabbanon, that what? Hold that a mincha shalei l'shma is also either pasul or at the very least le'alu l'bayil l'shem chayva. Rav already said in Masech Tezvachim, this is on Daf Tes Amid Beis, that chatas chelav sheshachta l'shem chatas dam or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim kshera, because they're very similar chatois, it's not considered shalei l'shma, but l'shem chatas nazar, l'shem chatas metzayra psula, nahani oilas. But they're considered oilas. Why are they considered oilas? Because they're not mechaper. So even though chatas is always baal chet, but there are some chatois that were mechaper. The sugi over there was discussing the chatas nachshon. The chatas nachshon came up a lot in Masech Tzvachim. And the chatas now, that was the chatas that makriv harishon was nachshon ben aminodov, the vahibaye mashmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? He brought the chatas nachshon. He was the first one to bring because he was the makriv harishon and he was moist nefesh. He was the first one to jump into. And as a result, he was zoicha. He made himself the first carbon. That was the Lutzker of Zvar. Right? He made himself the first carbon, so he was zoicha to bring the first carbon. He was the makriv harishon, so therefore he was zeicha himself to be the first one to be the carbon. But the Gemara says that those, being that they're not baal chet, they're viewed as an oila which is not baal chet. So therefore, it's considered not a baal chet either. And in the halachas of shaloi l'shma, this is an amazing chiddush. Again, it's zvachim daf tes on the biz, but it's a gevaldig, a phenomenal chiddush. And that is, we look at it as an oila, so that chatas l'shem oila is pasul, chatas chelev l'shem, chatas nachshon l'shem, chatas mitzayra l'shem, chatas nazis, eichet gonna be pasul. It's only Rav Shimon says the Gemara that holds this a hekish. So just like it says zoyz teres ha-mincha, says zoyz teres ha-chatas, and just like by mincha shaloi l'shma is always kosher, because at the end of the day, it's mincha l'shem mincha, so chatas from chatas is also always going to be kosher. But the Rabbanan, who clearly don't hold it as hekish, how do you know they don't hold the hekish? Because that's menachas d'abeza menalev. They l'shitas sayu, that's the Rabbanan. That's vachim daf tesam and beis. That they hold that a chatas l'shem chatas could sometimes be pasul. Ay, zoyz teres achatas, they obviously don't hold it as hekish. But the bottom line is, there's two shitas as it relates to a chatas l'shem chatas, specifically a chatas chelev l'shem chatas mitzayra chatas nazar, would it be kosher or pasul? According to Rav Shimon, it would be kosher. Zoyz teres achatas. According to Rabbanon, it would be pasul. What does that have to do with us? It's a derivative of this machlokes. The way Rav explains the machlokes of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon in the beginning of Menachos, it's based on, do you make the hekesh of zoyz teres amincha? Then by extension, you can have the same shayla by chatas. And the Gemara says, incidentally, there's a third shita over there. Rav Achav Reid Rav Masle Lekula Lepsula. He held that every chatas from chatas is even possible, because it says v'shachat uiso lechatas l'shem uiso chatas. It has to be for the right chatas. So three shitas as it relates to chatas. Two of them that very much emanate from this machloek is right here. But the bottom line is, this is the second shita. What was the second shita? Second shita is Rav's shita. Rav says, how do you reconcile the stira in Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon that says a mincha shalei l'shma is kosher is talking about mincha l'shem mincha. The Rav Shimon that says mincha shalei l'shma is pasul is talking about a mincha l'shem zevach. What's the difference? The whole yisayit of Rav Shimon is based on a hekish. Zoyz teres a mincha, so mincha l'shem mincha is always kosher. Doesn't say zoyz teres a mincha v'azevach. Therefore, mincha l'shem zevach is going to be, I didn't Rav Shimon talk about nikker, everyone knows, ma'aseh ma'chichem. He was just coming to bavarn something. But that's not the svar at the end of the day. Why Rav Shimon holds Menachos is going to be kosher. Rav Ashi is the third shita. Loi kasher kam bekoymetz machvas l'shom marcheshes. Kam bekoymetz machvas l'shom minchas marcheshes. The chilek is, did you say when you were bringing the machvas that I'm bringing it l'shem marcheshes? Or did you add the word minchas marcheshes? What's the difference? Machvas l'shum marcheshes b'mono kamechashev u'b'machshava b'mono loy pasul. If you bring a minchas machvas and you say I'm bringing it l'shem marcheshes, you know what it sounds like? Machvas and marcheshes are different ways of cooking. It's like saying frying and grilling. So it sounds like you're grilling, right? You're sitting behind the grill Sunday afternoon and you're saying I'm frying. It's like, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a mashugah, but the bottom, because he's grilling. But the bottom line is, it sounds like that's what he's doing. And it doesn't sound like the Kohen is having in mind the Minchas Marcheshes. He didn't say Minchas Marcheshes. He said Marcheshes. If he says B'shun Minchas Marcheshes, and Reb Shimon holds this is going to be possible. I mean, Reb Shimon doesn't hold any super duper lumdus when it comes to Shalai L'shma. Reb Shimon says if a Kohen brings a Minchas Marcheshes, and he says clearly, Echabin Zin Minchas Marcheshes, it's possible, whatever, Loyola Bailam Shem Chayva, it's the same problem. Reb Shimon just said his halacha, where Kohen is bringing a Minchas Machras, and he said, I'm bringing it L'shum Marcheshes. So there's two ways to look at it. Does he mean Shini Kodesh Shaloi L'shma? He means to bring it L'shum, the different Mincha, that's what he means. Or maybe as a Bissel Tzafidot, and he's just saying that even though he's bringing it as a Machras, he's bringing it L'Machashes. He's not, but maybe that's what he means. L'shum mana, he means the keli, he means the way it's being prepared. So says Reb Shimon, I'm going to assume that as a heilig yid, and whatever he means, I don't know, but the bottom line is that maybe that's all that's going on. It's not a machshava shlei l'shma. It's not a machshava shlei l'shma. Memela, it's not going to be possible. Says the Gemara. Again, let's see it inside. Ravashi Amalei Kasha. Kam bekoim etz machvas l'shum marcheshes. Kam bekoim etz minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes. Machvas l'shum marcheshes b'mona kom echashiv. U'machshava b'mona loy posel. That's not a posel of machshava. Minchas machas l'shum minchas is the second mincha that we need. L'shum minchas marcheshes then mincha the posel above b'machshava kom echashiv. Says the Gemara. That'd be very nice if that's what Reb Shimon said. The same kasha we asked in Rava. V'hotonim b'pnei shemasem l'chicham l'akoma. Didn't Reb Shimon explain his shita? What did he say? Why is it mincha kosher? Because it's maaseh mechichen. He's giving a whole different reason. He says the Gemara hachikam. Af agaf the machshava minkari. The apostle, again, he held like Rav that the fact that it's maaseh mechichen is a svara that what? That it should be apostle. No, like Rav, not like Rav. That it should be apostle. So he's coming to say that even though there's a reason it should be apostle, I hope it's going to be kosher. What did he mean when he said bezvachem enekein? Meaning bezvachem it is apostle. And why did he say it's apostle? Why do you say it's possible by Zvachim? Because you don't have Masam Mechichin. Meant to say that Afa gav the Shechita Achaz Akulon, Zrik Achaz Akulon, Gabal Achaz Akulon. So you would think that it's not so nicker. If it's not so nicker, it's more of a svar that it should be kashal. At the end of the day, Bezvich of the Basel, Machshava, it's Machshava Paisalas, Binas Machshava Paisalas, Mailing and have a problem. Omale Rav Acha Breed the Rava, the Ravashi is Rav Acha Breed the Rava, ask Ravashi. This is Rav Acha's, this is Rava's son, right? So Rava's son, he knew his father's Pshat, Rava's Pshat. Ravashi came, he said, a new Pshat. So he's defending his father, right? He came, he asked the kasha to Rav Ashi. He said, Chareva Mishum Belula, Amai Omer Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon gave two examples of a Mincha Shloi L'shma. One was Machvas L'shum Marcheshes, the other one was Chareva Mishum Belula. So we've been discussing the first one. We just picked the first. But the second one was Chareva Mishum Belula. Chareva is a Mincha that is dry, right? It doesn't have any oil in it. And the Belula was the one that had oil. So most Menachis had oil, but there was some that didn't. I think a Minchas Chayte didn't. There was some that didn't have oil. So the kasha is that Reb Shimon says Charevim Shemulu is also going to be kasha. And Reb Acha Brei the Rava understood, says, I hear Reb Shimon Svara where he's bringing a machvas, he says L'shum Marcheshes. He means the money, he means the keli. Again, what exactly means, we don't know.
He didn't call the keli the proper name. That's
right, right, we don't know exactly, but the point, he means the keli, doesn't mean the minchas marcheshes. But Reb Acha said, Charevim Mishum Belula, Mistama, when he says Belula, he means a mincha, that's Belula Bashem, and that's probably what he's referring to. See, even though he didn't use the word mincha, but at the same time, the word Belula in and of itself certainly suggests Shini Kodesh. I don't hear the other tzad over here. So L'chaira, your pshat, Rav Ashi, is telling, is tying as Rav Acha Brei Rava, explains the first part of Rav Shimon. It explains Machzor Machesh, but has explained Chareva Mishum Belula. Amalei said, told him, I don't know, I don't think you're right. L'shum Bila Ba'alma. Maybe he meant it there also. He meant L'shum, a Tzemishanish with oil. Again, full set mind, that's a Tzemish. A Gimishanish? Nitzemish? He's Tzemish, or I'm Tzemish, then it's Gimish. Right, okay, that's it's a good thing we have Maya here. Ihachi, Frechting Mara. Every oil l'shum shlamim. So according to Reb Shimon, maybe it should be kosher also, because maybe what he said l'shum shlamim means l'shum shlamim ba'alma. What does he mean? L'shlamim, peace, right? Let there be peace. Maybe that's what he means over here. Maybe he means l'shum, right? That, who said he means that? Says the Gemara. No, hashta hasam zevach gufa ikri shlamim. The chesiv ha'makriv is dam ha'shlamim. Hazarik is dam ha'shlamim. You find the word shlamim meaning a carbon.
So it could be when he says L'shem Shlomo, I want this to be a peace offering. It's an Ola, and I don't mean a Korban Shlomo, not a Korban Ola, but it should be a peace offering, right? But as opposed, you know, the Kli Yakar says, why is the Korban Shlomo called the Shlomo? It's the same shit. We always speak out the Kli Yakar, where the Kli Yakar says that an Ola was always a Zachar, and the Chatzis was in the cave. We just had an Amid Aleph, except for the Chatzis Nasi. We spoke at a Lutzkarov about that also. I mean, this is, again, we can't do Zvachim in under an hour, but again, Ola, but it's a beautiful Kli Yakar right in the beginning of Pashat Vayikra. He says, why is an Ola always a Zachar? Because an Oila, even though the Gemara always says wasn't Baal Chet, we know the rest that really was Baal Chet. It was Mechaper on Chai Ve'aseh, or Lav Shenitik Laseh, and the Rambam brings from the Mechil to the Rashbi, it was Mechaper on Machshavis. But an Oila al Ruchachem. The Oila is Mechaper al Ruchachem, on someone that has a Ruach, a Geist, right? He has a Machshava to do an Avera. So an Oila was always Mechaper on the Machshava to do an Avera. That means this Yid had a Machshava to do an Avera, and then he was Kovish as Yitzroy. Ezel Gibar, HaKovish as Yitzroy. So his carbon is symbolic of his gvura, he brings a zachar to show that he's a male. He has koiches. Person who brings a karma chata, someone that actually did the aveira. If he did the aveira, it was toshash koiches in a keva. Exactly. So as a result, he brings in a keva. So in that same shtickle, then he says that the shlomim is not baal chet. Incidentally, he says that's why kachi kedoshim always had to be b'tzafen, because tzafen is of the link is at. That's where the heart is. And he says that that's why. Why is it b'tzafen? Because the ul chatan, whether it's oila or whether it's chatas or asham, is also that's the third type of kachi kedoshim. It comes from the lave that's chaymed, and that's why it had to be b'tzafen. But all the kachim kalim weren't baal chet at all. Being the weren't baal chet, shchitasim b'chol makim. Bazar. Then he goes on to explain why the shalom was called shalom. And he says, Taka, for this reason. It's a peace offering. It was peace. Where's the shalom? He says, because everybody got a piece of it. The Ebishta got a piece of it. The Kayanim got a piece of it. Even the Bailam got a piece of it. And he said they could all sit al Shulchan Echad and mean that everybody was able to eat together. And so it was maybe Shalom Bailam. So the carbon, the Ailam, you could, no one's allowed to touch. It's Kulei Kalo. So it's very holy. But it's not maybe Shalom. The shlomo was maybe shalom because there was an achdus. There was a certain ichud that came about from the carbon shalom.
The chol makim bazar.
Even the zark could eat it.
That's why you also had so little time. So you had to give it to everybody.
Right. That was by the carbon toida. Yeah, by the zevach toida shlomo. Very good. Either way, so the gemara. But the gemara is saying that even though shlomim could mean peace offering in that sense. But at the same time, it's more reasonable to assume that he meant the carbon shlomo over here. Hacha mincha gufa meyikri blula. You find the mincha ever called. It says v'chom mincha blula b'shemen. So therefore, it's reasonable to assume if he didn't say the word mincha, he just said blula. He probably means l'shom blula, whatever that is. He didn't mean the mincha blula. Bottom line is, so Reb Shimon's shita is that what? Reb Shimon's shita is that. The way Rav Ashi understands it is that avad is shloi l'shma by mincha just like there is by a zevach. What does Rav Shimon mean when he says all the menachas are kosher? He means when he didn't say l'shum a different mincha. He said, he brought a machvas, he said l'shum marcha, he didn't say, fuck, if he said the word mincha, if we know it's shloi l'shma, of course it's bad. It's no different. He just meant when he said l'shum marchashis, he means the mana. When he said l'shum balula, he means the bil. Again, what he means, no one knows, but it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. We'd rather assume that this person doesn't know, is whatever, then assume that it was Machshav Shalei Lashma. Bottom line is we had three shitas in how to reconcile the steer in Rav Shimon, and really what it boils down to is three shitas in understanding shitas Rav Shimon. The first one was Rabbah. Rabbah said that when Rav Shimon says that a mincha Shalei Lashma is kosher, he meant Shinui Kodesh. That's what he meant, Shinui Kodesh. And why is Shinui Kodesh going to be kosher? Because every mincha is what it's, the way it's prepared. And as a result, if you have in mind the wrong thing, it means you said the wrong thing, it's nicker to everybody that it's Shalei Lashma. If it's nicker to everyone that it's Shalei Lashma, that's a reason that it should be kosher. And being that reason it should be kosher, that's why all the machas are kosher. When Rav Shimon said Shalei Lashma Svar, he meant Shini Bailam. Shini Bailam, we don't have this far. It's only as far by Shini Kodesh, but the reason by Shini Kodesh is going to be kosher because it's always going to be nicker. Rav has said it's based on a hekesh. So he's Teres HaMincha, that all the menachas are. And that's why Reb Shimon holds Chol Menachas Kasher, and he meant it only when it was Mincha L'Shem Mincha. When Reb Shimon said that a Mincha Shalei Lashma is possible, it was Mincha L'Shem Zev. For that, you don't have the Hekesh, because it's based on the Hekesh. So wherever you have the Hekesh, if Aviv Vayit Zadah Hekesh, Zadah Hekesh. But if not, then if you're outside the scope of the Hekesh, then you're out. If Reb Shimon, of course, holds the Shalei Lashma. And then Reb Ashi says, there's no grace to Reb Shimon. All Reb Shimon meant was, if you didn't say Mefurish L'Shem Mincha, so I've had Reb Shimon hold Shalei Lashma is possible. It says, Kechatas U'Kashem, it's Mamish Kechatas and Anashem. Sometimes it's possible. So sometimes it's only Layalu Bab Shim Khaiba. I there's a Reb Shimon that says Menachas HaKasher. When Reb Shimon said Menachas is kosher, he meant when you didn't say Mefurish L'Shem Mincha. That's the first. The second thing that came out from the Gemara is that there was a fundamental difference between the way Rabba saw the world and Rav and Rav Ashi saw the world in terms of when someone has a machshav shalei l'shma, shini kodesh, and it's nikkur to the whole world that it's shalei l'shma. Is that more of a reason that it should be kosher, or is it more of a reason that it should be pasul? Rabba held it's more of a reason that it should be kosher. Rav and Rav Ashi held that it's more of a reason that it should be pasul, says the Gemara. So we had three pshatim over here, had to understand pasha pshat in Rav Shimon, zokh the Gemara, ki Rav lo yamri. The reason that Rabba and Rav Ashi didn't want to learn like Rav, I'm sorry, ki Rabba lo yamri, skip the line, ki Rabba lo yamri. Why didn't Rav and Rav Ashi want to learn like the first pshat? The other rabbi, machshav de minkur apostle rachmara, because they argue with him in svara. They fundamentally disagreed with him. They held the fact that it's nikkur is not a reason that it should be kasha. It's a reason that it should be pasul. Kirav lo yamri, rabbi and Rav Ashi didn't want to learn like Rav. V'zayis teiras lo mashmalo. They didn't hold it a hekish. If you don't hold it a hekish, then you can't hold like Rav. Kirav Ashi lo yamri. They didn't want to learn like Rav Ashi. Mishum kushid. Because they like Rav Achabrei the Rava's kasha. Rav Achabrei the Rava's kasha was that I hear your svar Rav Ashi where it's a machvas l'shum archeshes, but chareva mishum belula. They had belula for shum means the mincha belula. They didn't like the doichik teretz that Rav Ashi was forced to say, and it's for that reason they said that. Zok the Gemara milsa the pshita le Rabba lahaygisa. So Rabba and Rava took extreme positions. Rabba was poshit that the fact that it's nikkur is a svara for sure that it should be kosher. Rava held the fact that it's nikkur is a svara that it should be pasul. So the Gemara says, well, Rabba and Rava thought for a davar poshit, Rav Ashi wasn't sure. I mean, some say, by me, Rav Ashi meant that. Rav Ashi asked the question to Rav Ashi. What would Rav Shimon hold if somebody brings a mincha l'shum zevach? What was Rav Ashi a shayla? Geschmack after learning this black Gemara. Time with Rav Shimon, Mishum Machshava de Minkura. Is Pshat Rav Shimon because he holds that Machshava de Minkura Pasla, like the way Rabba understood it, the Machshava de Minkura. This is also Machshava de Minkura. Is the whole Svara of Shitas Rav Shimon that wherever it's Nikr to everybody, that this is a Machshava HaPiselis, that Loch is its kosher, that it doesn't matter if it was Mincha Lashom Mincha or if it was Mincha Lashom Zevach. It's going to be kosher. Oidom a time Rav Shimon Mishum Dechsev Zayis Tayres HaMincha. Or is Pshat Rav Shimon because he holds of a Hekish. V'Zevach Loikzev, and you don't have it. Meaning he wasn't sure. Is Pshat and Rabba Machshava de Minkura LePasla? Or is Pshat Rav Shimon the Hekish? Is it Rabba or Rava? Milsa the Pshita Leila Rabba Bahaigisa. Ula Rava Le Haigisa. Boy Leila Rava Ishia. Gevaldik. So Rav Ishia in the second Lishna of the Gemara asked the question to Rav Asi. That's side he never got involved in. Right. He was getting involved in these two tzadim, in Rabba's side and in Rava's side. So what Rav Asi tell him? Amalei told him, Klum higanu l'sif taitel shere Rav Shimon. I don't know. This is probably a maimer hamuzger. Klum higanu. We can't be oimer al-sif taitel shere Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is like the mechabif in the Zayar Kudish. Rav Shimon, you know, the Gemara says, Masach Tzayir ben Dachman, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Allah is not like Rav Shimon. We never pass like Rav Shimon. Kemat never. Whenever this machloek is with Rav Shimon and his bali plucked in shas, Rav Yosi, the Allah is not like Rav Shimon. Stating that, as you do that, Rizal said, right? Everybody knows that Rizal, that the Allah is like Beis Hill, not like Beis Shammai, but Mashiach is going to come, the Allah is going to be like Beis Shammai. What not everybody knows is the same Arizal, in the same breath, I've seen it inside, I've seen it quoted, that in the same sentence, in the same breath, that Rizal said that it's also true for Rav Shimon. When Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Shammai. When Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Shimon. Again, this is above my pay grade. But you know, Rabbi Chanan says in Kovis Mamorim, he says that what's the pshat when Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Shammai? I mean, if the halacha is like Bishol, the halacha is going to be like Bishol. He says, because the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechta Yevamos, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Shammai were much sharper than the Talmidim of Beis Hillel, right? The Gemara brings that all the Tanam, the Gedolei, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, they all went to talk and learning with Rabbi Yosef and Hyrcanus, who was from Talmidim Beis Shammai. They were discussing the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, Tzara Zerva, and they discussed over there, and they brought them rayas. They did a point. He spoke very sharply to them, and the Gemara comes out that you see that the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, they were much sharper than the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. The reason we pass like Beis Hillel, so there was a baskel, but says Rabbi Chanan, an unbelievable Einfal. He says that maybe the reason we pass like Basila over Beis Shammai is precisely because Beis Shammai was so much smarter than Basila. And because there was so much hope, we can't be oimer al seif daita shel Beis Shammai. Being that we can't understand Beis Shammai, ein ledayin ela mashe einoiv royos, we can't have a religion where we do things that don't make sense to us. You can't say, it's the emes, even though it doesn't make sense. No, it has to make sense. So the derech of Beis Shammai was above our pay grade. And as we don't follow Beis Shammai. Is it emes, says Rabbi Chanan? Yes. They were smarter. That means it's probably true. And that's why when Mashiach comes, Allah is going to be like Beis Shammai. But right now, we're not at the point yet where it's Umal or it's Deya, where we understand. So right now, though, it could be that's Shimon also. Klum, he ganu l'soif ta'ita yishara. We can't be, we don't know. Okay, there's a context over here. I'm taking it out of context. But anyways, he told him, klum, he ganu l'soif ta'ita yishara b'shimin. I don't know b'shara Rav Shimon. Why not? K'rabba le mishani le. He says, Rabbi, I don't understand. Mishom. Koshid Abaya. So it's funny. What was Abaya? Abaya was the first kasha in the beginning of the daf. Rabbi asked the kasha that at the end of the day, Shaloi Lashma is based on a hekesh. It's all based on the limudim in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. So how can you be mechalik between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim? Now, the Rabbi's Abayas Teretz, Rav Shimon was Shitasai, Rav Shimon's Dairish time of the Krah. Okay. Kurava, Le Mishani Le, doesn't work like Rava either. Mishum Kushya, Vizoy's Teretz Achatas. Because again, he had a problem with Rava's based on the hekesh of Zayr Sayyid Samincha. Then by Chatas, every Chatas should be kosher. And he held that a Chatas is not always kosher Lashum Chatas. Chatas Chelev, Lashum Chatas Nachshim, Lashum Chatas Nazan, Lashum Chatas is going to be possible. And Rav Ashi le Mishani le, he didn't want to look like Rav Ashi, Mishum Kushi, the Rav Achabre, the Rava, the Chilip by Chareva, the Shum Bila. Bottom line is, a festa daf gevor, not an easy daf. This is a lot of Rav Shimon. This is a nice daf to learn a Lag Ba'omer. It's probably easier daf for Rav Shimon to learn a Lag Ba'omer. But